Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago, or download the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me podcast for your computer or MP3 player. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Jane Trancho from Bainbridge Island, Washington.
Well, it's beautiful across the bay there from Seattle, right?
It is.
Oh, it's great there. Do you commute by ferry?
I do. I take the ferry every day to work.
I've always wanted to commute by boat. Do you get stuck in boat jams?
You know, there's rarely actually ice floes on the Puget Sound, so it's usually pretty smooth sailing.
Yeah, that's good. Well, welcome to the show, Jane. Carl Castle will now read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. Your job, of course, fill in that last word or phrase correctly on two of the limericks. If you do, you will be a winner. Ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right, here is your first limerick.
We marketers do what we're able, and we mark all of you with a label. Our info we get from the box on your set. See, we're watching the viewers of...
cable.
Exactly right. Ever looked at the remote sitting dozens of inches away from your hand and said to yourself, why do I have to work so hard? Why can't the stupid TV just know what I want to watch? Well, just wait. Comcast is working on new technology that will put a camera in your cable box to watch and identify the people in the room. The camera would recognize different family members by their body type and cater to their whims accordingly, which is great, I guess. Unless you lose some weight and walk in, and the next thing you know, you're watching your wife's soap operas. But we think what's going to happen is this will be around for a while, and then, like, you know, some cable station will announce its fall season, which is basically your last Friday nights.
Would it be programmed into it?
No, it would know you. It would recognize you by looking at you and say, oh, it's Paula. Paula likes to watch X, Y, and Z.
So the television is now watching us.
Exactly right.
I'm sorry.
Would my television know I don't get cable?
I think you're pretty safe then.
Here is your next limerick.
When creatively I start to grapple, like Surratt when he learned how to dapple, I peek at my Mac and it gently winks back. I'm inspired by the logo, the...
Apple.
Right. Researchers at Duke University found that showing the Apple logo to test subjects for 30 milliseconds, made the viewers much more creative when it came to a problem-solving challenge than subjects who had seen the IBM logo subliminally. 15 to 30% more creative, in fact. Also, subjects who saw a Disney logo were much more honest in answering true-false questions than subjects who'd seen an E! Entertainment Channel logo.
Wow.
This is all true. Isn't that weird?
Who commissioned the study?
Disney and Apple.
That would be my guess. The study, it doesn't show that, like, Apple makes you more creative. It does show, however, the power of advertisements. It shows that, you know, logos should be used with caution. It was demonstrated most dramatically by the test subjects who were shown the logo for the federal agency FEMA and instantly destroyed an American city. Just...
What is that logo, Peter?
It's a person with water up to their eyeball and a look of panic is what it is. Here's your last limerick.
Ladies, yes, marriage gets struggly. Career, family, health, rather juggly. He won't make you wealthy, but happy and healthy. A man who is really quite...
ugly.
Yes! The psychologist from the University of Tennessee urged beauties to marry beasts because they're more likely to provide emotional support for you than George Clooney or Dr. McDreamy. Professor Jim McNulty says the reasons are evolutionary. Men with wives who are out of their league are less likely to stray, and men who feel they could do better will try to do so. Or as the scientists themselves put it, they're looking for, quote, more short-term mating opportunities, unquote. McNulty urged really hot women to consider less hot guys, especially, for example, psychologists working at the University of Tennessee. Carl, how did Jane do in our quiz?
Well, you can't do better, Peter. Jane had 3 correct answers, so Jane, you win our prize.
Yay! Jeez.
Congratulations, Jane.
Thank you.
Thanks for playing.
Just a little change. Small to say the least, both a little scared, neither one prepared, Beauty and the Beast.